I already told Kesha Acharya that you can just start by briefly introducing yourself, two or three sentences, and then we continue from there. Ladies first. Please.
English.
English, yes, English. Yes, it has to be in English. Just your name, where you come from.
Okay.
Very simple, so just two, three sentences.
My name is Kamania. I'm Mrs. Premahara. And I grew up in London. And I never know how to answer this question anymore. Where do you come from? I travel so much. I don't know anymore where I come from, honestly.
Like you said yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where I come from.
And I'm Mr. Premahara. And
and yeah, you have a name too?
Keshavacharya. And yeah, I'm from here where we are right now, in Switzerland.
So you grew up in Switzerland? And
I grew up here. My second birth was in the Krishna temple in Zurich.
Okay.
Born to the Kirtan movement there.
That was my second question, actually. Where did you join the Sankirtan movement? So, in Zurich?
Yes, in Zurich. A wonderful, beautiful temple. And yeah, I got introduced by the Vaishnavas there. That's where I learned to play the harmonium by myself.
Mm. And I was introduced to Kirtan in general through the yoga community in New York City. And where it's very popular in America, Kirtan. So many yoga studios and yoga festivals have Kirtan. And then later I met the Vaishnavas. And
so after you grew up in the UK and you moved to
I traveled a lot in Europe and somehow ended up in New York. I was working there. Through yoga, I found this Kirtan community in the yoga community. And then and later was introduced to Vaishnava Kirtan. And, then everything changed.
So how would you define the kind of the style of Kirtan that Premahara is doing? Is it Vaishnava Kirtan or is it Gaudiya style Kirtan? I know you also play with different communities, not only Gaudiya style, but how would you define your style of Kirtan?
Our style of kirtan is to introduce the bigger kirtan crowd into Vaishnava kirtan, and so we introduce them in chanting maybe a little bit more than just the Maha Mantra, other different mantra to Krishna, to Ram, just that people feel comfortable. So, but it's totally traditional with mridanga and with harmonium, and maybe sometimes we have another instrument, bass player or flute or whatever, but it's actually in that sense very traditional. And even I got so much influenced when I lived in the temple for many years that you're programmed kind of in a tradition. You are led in a tradition, and this never
left you.
Yeah, never left me. Mm-hmm.
So when you perform live, then it's traditional style. And when you record albums, it's a little bit more fancy, I think.
Well, our albums are recorded in a studio, so far we don't have any live albums. Not Premahara albums. Keshavacharya has his solo album, Crying of a Soul.
Oh, we're it's
actually
a live album.
Well, they went into studio for 2 days and recorded, so it very much has a live feel, but it still was recorded in studio, but not much production. A little, Gauravani produced it, so a little bit extra was added, but if you hear it, you'll hear it. It has a very live feel. They didn't do very much with it, but our Premahara albums was more studio albums. But one good thing is that, of course, there's many instruments and other people, and we have a chorus, and we don't all sit together in the room and record, because that's actually very difficult technically to work that way. But one good thing that I often hear when I'm selling the CDs at our concerts is that people say, we, in our kirtan, we sound like our albums. You know, maybe sometimes somebody buys an album after a concert and the album has a very different mood and a different sound. But they say, well, we sound like our albums. So that's good. But they are studio albums. Yeah. But we try not to overproduce.
So it was completely spontaneous that you
just picked
that melody?
Yeah.
Just felt like...
Yes.
Well, usually it's two of us who plays, and we never have a mridanga player. Very occasionally, if there's a really good mridanga player like Jai Gopal or Vijay or Vish from the Mayapuris, and if they're available to join us, of course, we would love them to join us. And then Kesh Vacharya plays harmonium, but usually he plays mridanga and I play harmonium. And, you know, we have some idea of what we're going to do. Or maybe we do one tour, and for one tour, we more or less do the same songs every night. And so each tour kind of has a set list, kind of. It changes, but more or less.
So there's still room for spontaneous decisions.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. But mostly we kind of have a structure, because we kind of have a sense of how we want the evening to flow and where we want to take them. And Kesha Bacharya will speak a little bit in between, you know, to make a certain mood. And you know, the kirtan, of course, creates that mood.
So my next question is, when have you started to do kirtan as a sadhana?
Kesha Bacharya got a head start.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I started kirtan in the temple. And to start... I started kirtan in the temple, and yeah, this was like a...
high-speed launching pad.
Yes, every day, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, sure, that was
priority,
but and I mean, kirtan really like...
But that is your
sadhana. On a daily basis, like...
That's daily, it was daily basis.
It's temple life.
And then one time, yeah, I was sitting on the harmonium, and I just wanted to learn Srila Prabhupada's melody. Our famous Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Yeah.
And that's how I started, teaching myself.
Yeah.
And then later, we started to say, to lead Sunday. The big program was the Sunday program, and then later more we realized, oh, actually I can sing. So, and then as a sadhana, it was in New York, and actually it was outside of the temple in a Chivamukti, where I saw...
Chivamukti Yoga Studio is a famous yoga studio in New York City.
And I saw kirtan, yeah, from Chayutal, I saw others, and they were not Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And I got inspired, because I thought, I can do this too. I can do this too.
After your time in the temple in Zurich, you moved to the U.S.?
Yeah, I moved to the U.S.
You lived in the temple there?
Yeah, for 5 years, and I was still, yeah, I was brahmachari, I was monk, and I explored the city. What is there, like, regarding kirtan? And I found kirtan is not just going on in the small... ISKCON movement or Gaudiya Vaishnava movement. There is outside kirtan.
There was so much going on, especially at that time.
And this inspired
very
me.
Very popular in America.
This inspired me, and I really started to think, okay, I want to do this. I want to go out there. And first I just did it around New York in the weekends. And then I thought, no, I want to make it my full-time service.
That was in the early 2000s?
This was this was 2004,
probably.
6. There. And then...
No, it was before 2006.
2006. And then I really decided, okay, I need a tour van. And I built the tour van. I customized it and...
Well, it was just a van, which he customized, and then it became a tour van.
And it got stolen on our first day. before we wanted to start, got stolen.
I was not in the picture. When he says we, he doesn't mean me.
Yeah, that time I was still brahmachari, and then yeah, all the other devotees in the temple, they came up and gave me enough money again to buy another car, and I had to customize it again. I had to.
Oh my god!
So it was a test. It was the ashram leader. He said, I went to him and I said, I think Krishna doesn't want that I do this.
It was the first day of the tour, the day they were supposed to begin the tour. It was gone.
And really I said, Krishna seems it doesn't want me to do this. And he said, no, it's Maya who doesn't want you to do this. Because Maya is scared. Because if you do that, this is really powerful. And she tries to hinder you to do such a wonderful thing. And so I said, yeah, okay, but my mother loaned me the money for the car, and I have no other car. And I had only liability on the car, so it was
liability
everything.
Insurance, huh?
Yeah, insurance. And everything was gone. But all the devotees came up, they put together a pot and gave me exactly the money to buy another car, customize another car, and I did it.
Another 6 weeks.
And I had to, again, I planned a 3 months tour across America. And that's how it started, and I did.
So his first American tour he had to cancel because the van got stolen.
You had already set up all
a 3 months,
everything.
Coast to coast and back again he had done. And the first day he was supposed to leave New York City, the van disappeared.
Wow, that's a big test. Unbelievable.
And so, yeah, after that I was... But it gave me actually more faith in what I was planning to do, because I saw I really have these devotees who were behind and...
Supporting.
Supported me. And so later I understood, okay, maybe it's not so good to go to the yoga studio as a monk and chant all mostly with women. So I thought we have to adjust a little bit the whole thing. And so I decided to go in the Grihastha ashram, and then I found.
In the meantime, while all this was happening, I was living in a yoga ashram, and I was also doing kirtan myself in New York City.
Oh.
So I was already a little bit established just in New York City, doing twice a month in big yoga studios that are doing kirtan.
Also on your own?
On my own, yeah. With friends, of course, not just me, but leading it.
Mm.
I had another friend of mine, we would lead it together. And I was, you know, very, very, very drawn to kirtan.
Mm.
And in fact, I even started an email newsletter called Heart of Kirtan. This was in, I don't even remember when, 1998. Even not many people had emails, but I was so attracted to kirtan that I started looking for more kirtan. And at the time, it was just before it became more popular in the yoga scene, but I just would collect people's emails, and if whatever information I had about kirtan events, I would email to them. And then this grew into this long list with, you know.
You still maintain this list?
No, now Premahara Seva is 108% full on.
Okay. And the style of
now,
kirtan?
Now there's Facebook, and you know, in those days it was different. There was no social media. Now it's easy to find out this information.
Yeah, but still I have a hard time to find the kirtan events. We also have a page on 24-hour kirtan radio, the website, which has a couple of events, and it's always difficult to find bigger events.
Well, on Facebook, there's already three different Facebook groups or pages just for kirtan in New York City. So Facebook has changed all of that.
We have like kirtans from all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. I was doing it just for this New York City, New Jersey, this area. That's all I was doing.
When I booked my first tour, what I did, I just Googled a city name and I Googled kirtan, and then whatever came up, or I knew, and I would write it down, and I would Google other kirtan groups. and looked at their schedule and where they were going.
And basically, this is what everyone does.
And then, I called them. Or mostly I just emailed them. And some of them, I think like 15%, something like that. 15% got back. And then from there I started. So this was...
You started touring before we met, huh?
Yes.
Started touring. So I was only doing kirtan in New York City. So we were each independently doing kirtan. Mm. I was living in an ashram, he was living in the temple. And so then when we met, actually it was through kirtan. And so when he made the decision that he needed a partner to go out and tour and do kirtan, then I just somehow conveniently happened to be there, living in an ashram with no other attachments. And just somehow
Krishna's
arranged it. I had already met Vaishnavas. I already knew, okay, Vaishnava family is my family. Then I met Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Actually, I met Satchinandan Swami. Mm. And,
so what kind of ashram was it? Was it
Dr. Mishra's ashram in upstate New York.
Yes, and what kind of kirtan did they do there? What kind of kirtan did you do?
I don't know what kind of kirtan I did.
So if you know Dr. Mishra, Dr. Mishra was where Prabhupada lived together.
When he first came to New York.
And he, like, he lived with him. And he liked Srila Prabhupada's kirtan. He didn't like so much his philosophy because he was more impersonal oriented. So he wouldn't let Srila Prabhupada talk.
But he loved his kirtan.
But Prabhupada had nowhere to go, and he was the first one who actually hosted him in his apartment. And so in the weekend, he had a retreat upstate New York, and Prabhupada and Dr. Mishra would go there. And that's where it still exists, this ashram.
So actually the very first film footage of Prabhupada is at this ashram. Mm. So if you see this film series that Yadubara Prabhu made, a series of DVDs, the opening is this black and white footage at this place. So actually Keshavacharya came there to do a kirtan, and then Satchinandan Swami came, it was Vadahari Prabhu came, Yadubara Prabhu. It was a little bit of a pilgrimage for them, actually, because Prabhupada spent time there. So that's how I met the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And Satchinandan Swami was giving a program at the Bhakti Center. At the time it was called the Sanctuary.
Mm.
And I was very moved by Satchinandan Swami's kirtan. I never heard any kirtan like this in my whole life. Just, I really had the feeling I will never be able to sing to God like he can. I still have this feeling, of course. Okay. But I was very deeply moved by how Satchinandan Swami sang. And it was just different. Keshavacharya's kirtan also was just different. I don't know if I can tell you how it was different. Like, you asked me, what kind of kirtan did I do? I don't even know how to answer this question. I don't know.
And what kind of mantras you were singing?
Different mantras. Like, in the beginning, for me, I was attracted to different deities. It was a little bit of a progress. But then I realized, oh, Radha and Krishna have my heart, actually. So then, it was a little bit of progress.
And so when did you first play together, in which year?
We played together probably
2007. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit helping Keshavacharya because I was already established in New York City, and I heard about this Krishna monk that somehow had just started going out to the yoga studios, and Jayutal liked him very much. So he had Jayutal's blessings, and Jayutal's very well known. He's also become a good friend of ours, and he's a wonderful, wonderful soul, Ram Bhakta, very sweet and humble and super gifted in kirtan. And so I had heard, you know, that's kind of Jayutal recommended him. So, you know, there was a little bit of a buzz about this Krishna monk, and he came and did kirtan at the ashram. I liked his kirtan very much. And you know, but he didn't really know so much what he was doing. He was, you know, a monk in a temple, and I was already connected in the community. And my mood was already very much, for years I had been supporting kirtan in the local community and whatever I could do to support people and help promote it, like that newsletter. So I was already naturally doing that. So that's kind of how we connected. I just, whatever help I could give him, contacts or promoting his kirtan, I did. And then one time I remember I invited Keshavacharya to come and join me one time, a kirtan I did, because, you know, it was a nicely established and a nice sized group of people would come. So I said, come and lead a couple of songs and then they'll hear you, you know. So, and a couple of times I also sang with him. That's when I started singing to him. You were going to say something about Jayotal, I think.
Yeah, actually, I went to his workshop of Jayotal, kirtan workshop.
Mm.
And he said, you are the first Hare Krishna who comes to my workshops. And yeah, I never forget that. It was, and we really became wonderful friends, even now. So, and it's really, I feel inspired to bring kirtan, all these different kirtan groups together. You know, like it's not a competition. Like, that's one of our, you can say, mission statements. We just wanna bring these kirtan communities together, whatever culture they are, tradition they are.
Whoever the guru is not.
Yeah.
Like, unity.
Because in the end it's something universal. Yeah. We have festivals where just this group is or just this group, but a little on a bigger picture for us, the mission is to bring kirtan together. And for me, kirtan is a revolution. And it's the revolution of love, the revolution of really respect each other, making this earth a better place. And that we really are respecting each other, that we love each other. And what better way to just sing together? We can't do much wrong when we just sing together, yeah? But then we have to a little bit open, and sometimes maybe we listen to a mantra which we are not singing personally, if it's to Shiva or maybe even to Durga. But who are these personalities, Shiva and Durga? These are some of the biggest, greatest souls in this universe. What can be wrong even to chant their name? I think you can be much more in illusion to do something else. So, yeah.
Shiva is more than the greatest soul. He's the greatest devotee.
These are the greatest devotees, yeah. And so we embrace a little more the communities, and that's really what we want.
Yeah.
And to make friendship, you know. Of course, the deeper meaning of kirtan is much more than peace and love. I mean, we know that. But just to, I mean, I came from the yoga community. Keshavacharya came from the Krishna temple community, and I think what happened is the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, a couple of kirtaniyas, Keshavacharya, Vyasaki Prabhu, Temple Bhajan Band, and then later Gauravani and the Mayapuris, by the time, especially Gauravani and the Mayapuris, by the time they started going out, suddenly they realized that there's a whole world out there. There's so many kirtan festivals happening, and the Gaudiyas were not there. There's so much going on without this kirtan movement joining in.
Do you think this melting of the different kirtan styles and kirtan cultures is farther ahead in the US than
definitely.
In Europe?
Absolutely, no question. The yoga scene is much further ahead in America, so many more. It's been established there for a long time. I would say it's probably 10 years behind in Europe. So
wow.
I wouldn't necessarily call it a melting, I would call it more a meeting. I've all that, like for us it's like a meeting, a coming together. For example, Bhakti Fest. It's this famous kirtan and yoga festival in California. And there's so many different traditions represented there. So for us, we're really happy. We always play there. And where else can we do this, you know? I don't know if you wanted to add anything to that.
So, yeah, I like that very much. That mission statement, and I hope you can make a difference here in Europe too, because I think even within the Vaishnav community there is so much differences, and devotees have different philosophical views, but when it comes to kirtan, of course the mood might also be a little bit different, but you should be able to really do kirtan with different kinds of people and just embrace.
Yeah, I think that's you need to be on a kind of mature level that you can do that. And it's growing. This even the Vaishnava kirtan, Gaudiya kirtan, it's young here in the West. And really, I would say the second generation of devotees now, they are really going more and more out, even of the temple, a little. So it's obviously that it's not yet here, but it will come.
But we were actually inspired to come to Europe. We're both European, but our focus had been America, and that's where we both separately got established and also became together as Premahara, got established in America. But then we, started looking a little bit into what's happening in Europe and realizing actually, because it's a little further behind than already America is already behind, I mean, not as popular. So we were inspired to come here and just kind of help that along a little bit. Kirtaniyas from America are not really coming to Europe to tour so much, a little bit, because it's harder in Europe, because there's less of an audience, if you want to say audience, so it's a little more, you can't really expect anything, you have no idea how many people are going to show up, and we can do it because we live very simply. Oh, we live in a van, so that's how we can do it.
So in 2007, Premahara was founded.
We didn't have the name yet. No, it wasn't founded. It was founded in... We came together in... Oh, we always forget which was it, 2008 or 2009. No, it wasn't founded then. We just, a few times in 2007, did kirtan together. But I think 2009 our first album came out.
Yeah.
So in 2008 Premahara was founded, and the name came because we were going to release our first album, Sweet Surrender, and we have these names, Kirtan with Kamaniya and Keshavacharya, then they would always spell it wrong, and especially Keshavacharya's name, people didn't know this name, so we needed a name. So then we got the name just in time to put the name on the album. And so the first album was released in 2009. And since then, we've just been non-stop touring.
And it's
first in America, and in the past 4 years, also in Europe.
And it's actually nice, this name, because...
Premahara.
Premahara means the giver of divine love. And it supports mission statement, we want to spread the mercy of the holy name, and it's a name of Radha, the giver of divine love. So I really
very beautiful
Premahara. So we're not spreading prema, but we are trying to spread love of kirtan. Through kirtan, there comes the prema. Just to be clear, we don't want any misunderstandings.
So this has been a quite a long time to be on the road to Kirtan. The last question would be, what are your plans for the next couple of years and your long-term plans, maybe?
We will go as long as we can.
As long as our bodies allow us.
And so maybe after... we are not able to maybe travel so much, then we will just settle somewhere down and we will try to do the same. Just try to serve kirtan, the holy name, in some way or other.
So, will this be in Europe or in America?
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Krishna hasn't revealed his plan yet. I'm sure he has something interesting in mind. He already made it very interesting so far. But until now, we're always moving forward, trying to catch up with the next tour. It was just, either we're touring, or we're planning the next tour, or we're planning the next album, or we're recording the next album. It just doesn't stop. Gauravani says we are on perma tour. So it seems that we do tour quite a lot more than most other kirtan groups, but I don't think so many other kirtan groups are living in a van. They're not as crazy as us.
And even in the winter, you're traveling, or sometimes you stay for longer periods?
We in between we stay for a month to somewhere, but that's when we are planning the next tour.
Yes.
If it's with my parents in Switzerland.
In the deep snow.
Deep snow.
And sometimes we tour in January too. We've done this in Europe.
So we avoid.
Premahara so far has not been very good at taking holidays. This is not a talent we have.
You probably get too much energy from doing kirtan.
I don't know.
I haven't been in India since I started this.
And I've never been to India.
I haven't been in India.
Maybe that's where you're going to settle finally.
Yeah.
Doing kirtan in Vrindavan.
We want to go in the next 1 or 2 years.
That's probably maybe the very end of our touring, our body in this world. But yeah, we'll see.
Well, the plan was always for the past several years, 2016 for the Mayapur temple opening, but of course that's been a little delayed, so we're going to have to go before then. I don't want to wait till 2022. Well, when is it? 2022?
Yeah.
Vijay just told me this morning that he wants to do a tour with his group in India.
Mm-hmm.
And
Krishna Das toured India last year.
Oh yes?
Yeah. And so many Indians came to his kirtan. Yeah, we've had many people tell us, you should go to India, you should tour in India. We have invitations to Japan, we have invitations to South Korea. And then they said, well, if you come to South Korea, then you should also go, where did he say, this other place? Anyway, Australia, I mean. But there's only 365 days in 1 year, so we've just been trying to stay very focused. So we started in America, we're more established there, so we keep more focused there. Now slowly in Europe, the same. So it's a small planet, but when you have to travel, you see it's not so small. It takes time to get places. So,
all right, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.